So for today, what I'm going to talk about is something that came up recently in Smichas Chaver, so it was on my mind. What happens when you come to shul on Friday night? You ever see someone in davening on Friday night, and it's Mariv Friday night, and the person next to you starts going like this, and then he's like scratching his back, and he's so what happens if on Friday night you're davening Shemon Esrei, and then you realize that you're in the middle of a weekday Shemon Esrei? Right, what does a person do in that situation? So the Shulchan Aruch and some Reish Sam Chesiv Beis tells us that if you start davening a weekday Shemon Esrei on Shabbos, you should finish the bracha that you began. You continue on that bracha, and then when you finish that bracha, then you go back and you just say the Shabbos davening. I mean, you don't have to repeat the first three brachas of Shemon Esrei. You just go back to where the Shabbos davening would start, to the fourth bracha, the middle bracha of Shemon Esrei. And that's even, you know, if it wasn't at Tzlachlan, which is the common place where people catch themselves, you could be up to the You could be at a Semach David, it doesn't matter. You could be wherever you are in those middle brachos, even if you're well into the weekday Shemon Esrei, nevertheless, you finish that bracha that you're in the middle of, and then you go back and you say the Shabbos davening. And the Mishabur and Sivkat and Beis explains that the reason for that is, the reason to finish the bracha is because really, Meikar Adin, you're allowed to say, or the middle brachos of Shemon Esrei, and the whole Shemon Esrei, is totally appropriate for Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with the middle brachos as far as Shabbos is concerned. It's not like you're being maskir shal yom tov b'Shabbos. You're saying yom kippur shemon esrei or something on Shabbos. No, you're just asking for different things that are always useful and that are always valuable. So Chazal didn't want to be matriachas to have such a long davening to say so many brachas shemon esrei. So that's why we have only a seven brachas shemon esrei, because Chazal didn't want to be matriachas. Okay, but once you're already matriach yourself because you spaced out and you ended up saying a weekday shemon esrei, so there's nothing wrong with saying that bracha, and that's why you would continue. That's how the Mishabur explains it. Meikar Adin, you should have in the weekday Shemon Esrei, even on Shabbos, and just mention Shabbos. Shabbos should come up in Ritzei like a Yalav Yavo would come up, but they were just misake not to be matriach. Now that is how the Mishabur explains. It is a little bit difficult though, because the Mishabur himself points out Chazal themselves forbid being mevakish strachav on Shabbos. That a person is not supposed to be shol tzrach. You're not allowed to make specific requests of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. So isn't it fundamentally problematic to say all of the middle brachos of Shemon Esrei? How can the Mishabur just say, nah, it's no problem, because anyway it's appropriate, anyway it's fine. I mean, the Gemara says it, but isn't there an isra of being mevakish tzrachav on Shabbos? So why is it okay to say those middle brachos of Shemon Esrei? So the Mishabur in Simen Kuf Peches, Sivkat and Tes, the Mishabur back in Simen Kuf Peches, not in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishabur writes that you're allowed to say Rachimna and all of the Harachamans during benching, even though those are also personal requests. Meaning, why are you allowed to say them? It's a bakasha on Shabbos. So he explains, because maybe when you're allowed to make personal requests, when there's a standard nusach of a bracha that you say all of the time. That even though it's a bakasha, you're allowed to do a bakasha when it's not your own personal bakasha. It's just a standard nusach of a bracha that you say all of the time. It's just the something that you would say all the time. What would be the svara such a thing? This happens to be machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, between the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether a person is allowed to be mevakish tzrachav when the bakashos are things that you say all of the time. So what the Mishabur is saying is the sheet of the Ramah. The Beis Yosef happens to disagree, and the Gra passes like the Beis Yosef in this. The Beis Yosef happens to disagree. The Beis Yosef holds that you're not supposed to say harachmans on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to be mevakish tzrachav on Shabbos, and it doesn't matter that you say it all the time. What's the nekudas ha-machlokas? What's this machlokas about? The question is, why is it asr to be mevakish tzrachav on Shabbos? What's the problem with being mevakish tzrachav on Shabbos? So there are a couple of possibilities. One possibility is that it causes a person a great sense of tsar, it causes a person a great sense of worry and concern, that he starts thinking about all of the things that he doesn't have. So that causes him a sense of concern. Another possibility is that on Shabbos one is supposed to make it kilu kol melachtecha asuya. By the time a person approaches Shabbos, he should be behaving as if everything that he needed to get done has already gotten done. So he shouldn't be thinking about doing and getting and achieving, and because whatever needs to get done, whatever happens in the weekday, that's in the weekday. So he's no longer focused on that. So if the reason is because it's going to cause you tzar, well, something you say every day doesn't cause you tzar anymore. You're kind of you're kind of immune to it. It's the harachmas. You don't get all agitated every time you say the harachmas, every time you say brachos, even if they do involve some sort of bakashas rachim. So then you'd understand very well this kula of the Mishnah Berurah and this kula of the Ramah, that when it's a standard bracha, that's what you would do. But if it's not an issue of tzar, it's just an issue of kilu kol melachto chasuya, so then it might be a problem, even if it is a bracha that you say every day. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes on in Sif Gimel, and the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if you thought that it was a weekday when you started davening the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, and you only said the word ata from Atachonim, then you should still finish the bracha of Atachonim, even though you didn't say anything wrong yet. Meaning, Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, the first word of the third bracha is Ata. It could have been Ata Kidashta or Ata Echad in the afternoon, right? But so, nevertheless, even though you didn't say anything wrong yet, since you thought it was a weekday and you said the word Ata, you finish with Atachonim. But if you knew that it was Shabbos and you accidentally said the word Ata out of rote, then you continue with the Shabbos Tefillah. And the Shulchan Aruch says that applies even on Shabbos morning. Whoa, that's a chiddush. Shabbos morning, the first word is nalata. It's Yismach Moshe. So the word that you said was incorrect. So you would think, in that case, you should at least finish Atachonin. Says Shulchan Aruch, no. If you said Ata out of rote, but you knew that today was Shabbos, you should stop and begin the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. Do not finish Atachonin. And the Ramah explains, because your Yotzei, your obligation of saying the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, even if you were to say Ata Kidashta on Shabbos morning. Meaning, if you flip around the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, if you say Shabbos Mincha Shemoneh Esrei Shabbos morning, or Friday night Shemoneh Esrei Shabbos, you Yotzei. So the word Ata itself isn't necessarily wrong. You didn't necessarily do anything wrong yet. So since you didn't necessarily do anything wrong yet, you didn't necessarily make this a weekday Shemoneh Esrei yet, so you can still not make it at all a weekday Shemoneh Esrei and go back and just say Yismach Moshe and make it a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. That's how the Ramah explains. The Magen Avraham is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav, and he disagrees with something the Shulchan Aruch said. The Magen Avraham holds that if you're davening the Shabbos evening or afternoon Shemoneh Esrei, and you say the word Ata with the intention to continue the bracha of Ata Chonein, and you thought that it was a weekday, you should continue the bracha for Shabbos, meaning do not say like the Shulchan Aruch says in Magen Avraham that if you thought it was a weekday and you said Ata thinking that it's a weekday, that you say Ata Chonein. No, just go back and say Shabbos, say Ata Kidashta, continue a regular Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei or Ata Echad. You don't need to repeat the word Ata, you could just say Kidashta or Echad and just continue, because it's not obvious that you made the tefillah into a weekday tefillah just with the word Ata, even though you thought in fact that it was a weekday. But everyone agrees that if you thought that it's a weekday and you said and you just said the word Ata during the Shachris Shemoneh Esrei, then you need to complete the bracha of Ata Chonein, because then it's clear between the fact that you thought it was a weekday and the word Ata is totally out of place in Shachris Shemoneh Esrei, then you got to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis then quotes a Yesh Omrim. All that was stopped. He quotes a Yesh Omrim that all of these halachas that we just said, not true by Musaf. That it's not true by Musaf. If you begin the weekday Shemoneh Esrei during Musaf, you immediately stop the weekday bracha in the middle. Do not finish the bracha. Tikan to Shabbos. Go right into Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. You don't finish the bracha. That's the Yesh Omrim. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because Musaf always has seven brachas. So unlike Shabbos, where the Shemoneh Esrei really could have had 18 brachas, it could have been a full Shemoneh Esrei, but Chazal just didn't want to be matriachas, Musaf doesn't have that option. Musaf is always seven brachas. That's the way Musaf was built. So you're not going to continue a bracha and then add an eighth bracha into your Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. You'd rather retain the way Musaf is supposed to look and make it only a seven bracha Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah paskins like thee when you have a stam and a yesh omrim. How do you always paskin? No, you always pass like the stam, but the Mishnah Berurah passes like the yesh omrim, right? The rule is in halacha when the Shulchan Aruch says something stam and then he says the yesh omrim, we always pass like the stam. And yet over here the Mishnah Berurah passes like the yesh omrim because safek bracha levatala. So why get involved in the safek bracha levatala? Just go and say the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. In Yalkut Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, everything he says is from his father. Also passes like that yesh omrim the Shulchan Aruch. And even though it was stam the yesh omrim, we normally pass Shabbos next time. Over here, for whatever reason, probably because we're so concerned about Safik Bracha Levatala, we're going to paskin like the Yesh Omrin. Then one final point. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Simon Ayin Vav, Hosir Ches, points out another exception to the din of the Shulchan Aruch. If you davened a weekday Shemone Esrei, but you only realize your mistake when you got to the last three brachas Shemone Esrei, so you got really deep into Shemone Esrei. So now you're at the part of Shemone Esrei where it comes back together again. It conforms again to the what the Shabbos Shemone Esrei is. So you should stop in the middle of the bracha and begin the Shabbos Shemone Esrei. And the reason for that, meaning, do not finish the bracha that you're up to. Why? What's the reason for that? You see, when you're in the middle of, I don't know, V'lam al Shinim, and then you realize it's Shabbos. So if you were to stop in the middle, so that bracha is going to be lost. You're not coming back to that bracha. So you finish off that bracha. But if you're in the middle of one of the last three brachas of Shemone Esrei, you're anyway going to have to say it again when you get there. So why would you finish it now if by going back to the middle bracha of Shemone Esrei, you're anyway going to have to repeat these brachas? So don't say a bracha now that you're going to have to repeat in 2 minutes from now. So that's why the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to the last three brachas, you stop in the middle and you immediately begin the Shabbos bracha. And the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch also says that if you daven the full weekday Shemone Esrei and already said the last Yilul Ratzon, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemone Esrei, start all over again, and say the whole Shemone Esrei all over again. Okay, that's a little bit about making a mistake during Shabbos Shemone Esrei. All right, as far